Old Fashioned Football on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at UnderdogFantasy.com using promo code OFFSGPN to get 100% deposit match. Plus, we're also brought to you by our Draft Bingo. Play NFL Draft Bingo for a chance to score $100 SGPN gift card exclusively on the SGPN app.
Hey, what's up? This is Sam Acho, and you're listening to Old Fashioned Football.
Old Fashioned Football.
Make this deal right now, you pancake eating mother.
All right, deal.
Old Fashioned Football.
Welcome, welcome to Old Fashioned Football. If you're wondering who you're listening to, this is J Mark. You can find me on the X at J Mark Football. And if you're wondering who us is, that's at Old Fashioned FB. You know, I shouldn't do these night pods because the lighting is just weird in this room. And it looks like half my face is shaded. So sorry about that. Maybe I'll try to turn a little bit towards the light I do have here. You're probably going, where the heck? What the heck? This isn't the full Old Fashioned Football crew. Miranda is gallivanting about in Oregon on vacation on a little mother-daughter trip. So you're stuck with me. Hopefully that's enough. Hopefully that is enough. We're going to be talking about some underdog fantasy pick'ems today because they have some NFL futures stuff, higher, lower on stat projections for NFL futures. And the way underdog fantasy is, it's fantasy, right? It sets right into the predictions we try to make for fantasy football and everything like that. So it's kind of a perfect marriage of our show plus some gambling action, making some picks, you know, putting in some entries to win, like you heard in the ad read, 100 times your money. So we're going to be getting to that. I also got some NFL draft props, some of my favorite ones. And I'm also going to have to try to say, not say we. I'm in such a habit when we're doing this of saying we got this, we got that. And obviously it is just me. It feels like a shit show going on. The dog is over there after the cat. They're playing fighting and making a lot of noise. It's going to be fun. Everybody's stir crazy already. And she's only been gone one day. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about some headlines. The Falcons potentially getting in trouble for tampering with Kirk Cousins, nonetheless. But there's going to be some big penalties, it sounds like, coming up for the Falcons. However, it will not be resolved by this draft. So they will not be penalized this draft from everything I'm hearing. Future drafts, though, look out. Could be in trouble. So that's going to be interesting. One of the other big things that came up was Zach Wilson has been traded. He's been traded to the Broncos, which is pretty interesting, just for a late round pick swap. So it's not like the Broncos gave up a lot, but you know, it just puts some question marks over what the Broncos are doing. They do have Jarrett Stidham. They have the Mr. USFL, Ben DiNucci. Everybody eats with DiNucci. If you checked out the, not USFL, XFL gambling podcast, DiNucci was in the XFL last year for the Seattle Sea Dragons. And you need to be quiet over there. We are podcasting. You need to calm yourself, young lady. Good Lord. I'm sure you all heard that. She's not having it, I guess. The DiNucci, you know, he probably does not have a chance of starting, but it's cool that he does have a roster spot. So is Zach Wilson their guy? Is Jarrett Stidham their guy? Or a rookie? Are they going to draft the rookie and that's going to be their guy? I actually think Jarrett Stidham has the best chance to start for them right now. I think that's probably their plan. He looked good with the Raiders 2 years ago in when they benched Carr before Carr went to the Saints. They put in Jarrett Stidham, and Stidham actually looked like he could run that offense. And I was a little surprised that the Raiders let him go. Of course, then they brought in Jimmy G and everything. But yeah, that's going to be an interesting one to watch for sure. Shout out to the chat. Hope everybody's doing well. Appreciate y'all stopping by. We're going to be getting to some, again, underdog fantasy pick'ems, and I'll share the screen and everything so you can see exactly what I'm talking about in case you want to get down on the action, and then some NFL draft props. But hey, I wanted to remind you, we have this awesome giveaway going on. Okay. The NFL draft is just around the corner, and we're giving away autograph merch to celebrate. We got Jackson Smith and Jigba. In Jigba jersey, Travis Etienne's Clemson jersey, J.K. Dobbins mini helmet. You can see it on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. Make sure you go to @old-fashionfootball to check it out on YouTube, especially for this underdog fantasy. Like I said, going to be sharing the screen, so YouTube's the best place to see that. I love that mini helmet, that Ravens mini helmet. Not a Ravens fan, but that Lunar Eclipse helmet is sweet. I got a sweet Frank Gore jersey that you can see behind me. Darren Waller autograph jersey for the Giants, which he played limited time there, so there's not a lot of those, and a lot more. Old Fashioned Football, come for the football, stay for the whiskey. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest. And the NFL draft is this week. It's tomorrow, actually. And the Sports Gambling Podcast has you covered all week with NFL draft props, mock drafts, and NFL draft watch party. I will be at the watch party and pick one, and then I'm going to be coming over here not to compete with the guys, of course, but just to give it a little different angle. We're going to be talking about the fantasy football impacts of the picks and everything. So just a little bit different angle of what they're covering. Watch their show and then follow up with our show. Check out what we have to say about everybody that got picked in the first round. Anyways, tune in Thursday night on the Sports Gambling Podcast YouTube page. Hang out with the guys for the NFL draft watch party out there, and like I said, I'll be there for pick one for the Bears to draft Caleb Williams. There is a book that is offering what color nail polish will Caleb Williams be wearing. Kramer asked if anybody had a lead on that or a lean, and I said probably depends on the color dress that he's wearing. And I'm not trying to be funny. He has a weird style where he, in a photo shoot where he was wearing something that looked kind of like a dress. Anyways, make sure you download the SGPN app too, because you could get a free shot at winning $100, $100 SGPN gift card with NFL draft bingo. Anyways, so, you know, usually we do this. What are you drinking today? I'm not reviewing a whiskey. However, I do have my Old Fashioned. The problem with when you're doing a solo pod is it's hard to take breaks to drink your Old Fashioned. So bear with me there, I suppose. Bear with me. The YouTube crowd, if you're hanging out on YouTube or watching on the X, you'll be able to see me drinking. So you'll be like, why is he quiet? Oh, he's taking a drink. Got it. The Spotify and Apple podcast listeners, it's going to be a little trickier for you. Just know that if there's silence, it's taking a drink. I did make my Old Fashioned with chicken cock bourbon. If you missed our episode last week, go check it out. We met with Will Woodington, the whiskey ambassador for Chicken Cock Whiskey. He's the whiskey ambassador for Grain and Barrel Spirits, which is over Chicken Cock Whiskey. And he had a ton of knowledge. And we talked about their bourbon, their rye, their new double-oaked single barrel special with the PGA Pro Golfer Kevin Kisner. So just a ton of good information. And that guy, he was really, really knowledgeable on everything, obviously, that they had to offer, and just their process too, like just some of their processes and why they are so good and what makes them so good was really interesting to me. One other thing I wanted to touch on, T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson have both requested a trade from the Bengals. That's pretty interesting because T. Higgins said he would play under his franchise tag. Now he's back to saying he wants to be traded. So make sure you monitor that, especially when draft night comes around. That's when these trades kind of tend to pop up. We've got T. Higgins to watch. Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade. So watch him to be moved. Trey Hendrickson for the Bengals, like I said. And then Justin Herbert, a lot of rumors floating around that Herbert could end up being traded to the Vikings, and the Vikings or the Chargers, I mean, end up drafting JJ McCarthy potentially. A lot of stuff out there. You know, sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire, but sometimes it is a little smoke and mirrors thing. And the only other NFL thing that I wanted to cover before we got to talking specifically about some underdog fantasy stuff is that the Bears have submitted their proposal, or I guess not the Bears, the organization, for a new dome, a new stadium that is a dome. The photos look cool. It looks unique. I'll give them that. It definitely looks unique, but Chicago should be played. The Bears football should be played outside. You know, you have that advantage of being in Chicago, the windy city. You're right on the river, so you get that weird draft. Sometimes you get snow games, and so your warm weathered teams, they have to come play in that snow, and they can't play as well in the snow. So it's your advantage. You get rid of all that with the dome. I don't like it. I think the Bears need to be playing outside. And so that's a little disappointing to me. Now, that aside, the dome does look unique and cool. It's not just the round dome and everything. The big glass wall looks great. I don't know. If you're a Bears fan and you're in the chat, let me know what you think about the Bears playing in a dome. And if you're not a Bears fan, still let me know, or hit us up on the X at Old Fashioned FB. Let us know what you think about Bears football in a dome. I don't know, not a fan, but it is what it is, right? I mean, what more can you do? So, I was making sure our Instagram was going, and it showed it way behind, but I think it's fine. So before I jump into these pick-ems, let's just talk a little bit about Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and Underdog Fantasy wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick-em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats, like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball, or you can mix and match across other favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, plus it's a ton of fun. And it's available in states including California, Texas, and even Canada. And good news, Florida, you just got the pick'em. So that's available in Florida now. And that's good. It's great to see it growing. And we're going to pull Underdog Fantasy up in a little bit so you can see exactly what it looks like. But if you use our promo code OFFSGPN, new customers get a pick'em special in the lobby when they sign up. Plus, you get that 100% deposit bonus. And they're going to be running a ton of different promos, bonus cash, airdrops, specials, giveaways, and more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. I actually logged in today. My account was more than it was before because I can use it when I'm outside of Iowa. So when we go over like to Nebraska, I can use it there. And it's because I got one of their bonus cash airdrops. So that was awesome. Make sure you sign up with code OFFSGPN and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's $100 free, people. Or, you know, if you don't want to do the $100, you just want to dip your toes in the water, do 20, then you're still going to get 20 extra dollars to mess around with. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code OFFSGPN. All right, we are back. Let me make sure I can do this. There we go. The screen is shared. And so now you're just going to see a little me, and you should be seeing my screen, which is a good thing. That's a good thing. I am already on the NFL season. So if you go to pick 'em, which you can see right here. And again, if you're listening on a podcast player, check us out on YouTube at Old Dash Fashion Football. You gotta be on our YouTube anyways. So, get on over to YouTube. You got to be subscribed to our YouTube to win this gear anyway. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/OFF contest. So, I've gone to the pick'em, which you can see on my screen here, and I've gone to NFL season. They have a bunch of stuff loaded for the NFL season, and I want to start right at the top. Patrick Mahomes, you can see here, there's a higher or a lower. So higher or lower than 34.5 passing touchdowns, higher, lower than 4,350 and a half passing yards. Let's talk about those passing touchdowns, which I love the higher. Last year, I know Mahomes only threw 27 touchdowns, but most of the year we were going, this Chiefs offense isn't as scary as it has been. They're not as good. And before they really started to pick it up towards the very end of the year there, they've added Hollywood Brown. I think they're likely going to add another pass catcher in the draft, especially not knowing what's going to go on with Rashee Rice. Now, I think Rashee Rice is only going to miss maybe four games. But, you know, I think they're going to add somebody anyways. This could end up being Patrick Mahomes' best receiving core yet. His best yet. In the six seasons that he has played, he's gone over this four times. So 2018, his first year starting, he had 50 passing touchdowns. Then he dipped in 29 or 26. Then 2020, he had 38. 2021, he had 37. 2022, he had 41. And then last year, like we said, it kind of seemed like a down year. So he only had 27. I think he's going to pop right back up to this higher than 34 and a half passing yards. This one seems easy to me. So I am all over the higher on that. I highly recommend it. The passing yards, I'm not taking that one. I'm not as confident in the passing yards, but you know, you could go higher if you like it. You could go lower. You can't do both of them in the same pick entry. So you'll see the pick entry building here. You can do up to five picks in each pick entry. You have to have at least two picks. Okay. So we've got one right now. We've got Patrick Mahomes higher than 34 and a half passing touchdowns. That just feels like a lock. Jalen Hurts, not touching it, but you can see there's some Jalen Hurts offers here. 11 rushing touchdowns, higher or lower. Lamar Jackson has passing and rushing yards. I'm going to stop here at Josh Jacobs on his brand new team, the Green Bay Packers. 7.5 rushing touchdowns, 1,500 rushing yards. I don't hate the yards. I really don't. Jacobs has gone over this mark three of his three times, in his 5-year career. So, you know, with that, it's possible. And especially on this Packers team that does seem to have a decent offense. They did last year anyways, but I want to focus on the rushing touchdowns. Last year, Packers running backs, Jones and Dillon only ran for 4 touchdowns total. Love ran for another 4. Jaden Reed had 2 touchdowns. So I get that. However, I think Josh Jacobs is used differently. Now, Aaron Jones was injured a lot throughout the year. AJ Dillon was hit and miss, it seemed like, but they want to use Josh Jacobs. There's a reason they brought him in and cut Aaron Jones. So he's this power type back, and I think that they paid him money to run the ball. He had 6 rushing touchdowns last year in what really felt like an inefficient year, finished like RB23 fantasy football wise. I think on this offense where, you know, teams have to account for the pass with Jordan Love, then I like the higher. So now I've added Josh Jacobs higher than 7.5 rushing touchdowns to my Patrick Mahomes higher than 34.5 passing touchdowns. You can already see that if we stopped there, it's 3 times our money. So let's say we wanted to bet $20 or wager 20 on this entry, you get 60 if both hit. So, you know, already looking at making some cash. Now, we're going to keep going. We got Saquon Barkley here. We have Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey. I'm going to skip over those guys, but you can consider them. I want to go to Travis Kelce because I don't know if you noticed it, but I noticed that Travis Kelce seemed to slow down a little bit last year. Seemed like he slowed and took just a small step backwards. Maybe it was because of his new girlfriend, which I heard his girlfriend released a new album or something. I don't know. There was all the rave about that. But you can see he's got higher, lower than 8.5 receiving touchdowns, higher, lower than 1,065.5 receiving yards. After October 22nd last year, now Travis Kelce started off all right. He had a really good game against the Bears where the Chiefs just killed the Bears. It was Taylor Swift's first game that she was at, blah, blah, blah. After that, he had 1 touchdown in 9 games. He finished the year with 5 total, his lowest since 2019. I think that they're getting more pass catching options. I think that he is slowing a little bit. And he's really only gone over this four times in his 10-year career. You know, you think of Travis Kelce and you think of maybe one of the best tight ends that's played the game. He has only gone over 8.5 receiving touchdowns four times in 10 years. So I like the lower on this one. I don't think he gets there. I think you see another similar year to last year and you have 5 to 6, and that's what you get out of him. So I like the lower here. Added that to our entry. You can see now we're up to 132 for a payout. So that's 6.6 times your money. You could also go over here to Flex. Flex is interesting. Flex makes it so that if you get 3 correct, it only pays 3.3, so only half times your money. But you could go 2 for 3 and still get 1.1 times your money. So if you get 2 of the 3 correct, you're still making money. For me, it just depends on your confidence level for these futures, these season futures. For the NFL season, I'm going standard for mine. I don't want to mess with Justin Jefferson. And I don't know what to expect out of Sam Darnold, but you can see that he's there. Sorry, just a reminder, promo code OFFSGPN. Use that promo code if you want to follow along with these and get a 100% deposit bonus plus an instant pick'em special. And those specials are usually stuff that hit, like they're an automatic hit. Like it might say, with the NBA playoffs, it might say LeBron James more than half a point. Okay, he's probably going to get more than half a point. They're going to lose the game, but he's probably going to get it. I'm going to go to Tyreek Hill next in our underdog fantasy pick'ems for the NFL season. Again, if you're just joining us, it's just me. You're stuck with me. Miranda is in Oregon. She's on vacation. I'm drinking chicken cock whiskey in an old fashioned, if you're curious on that. And we're doing underdog fantasy pick'em. So if you go to underdogfantasy.com, don't forget to use promo code OFFSGPN. Go over to the pick'em up top here and then scroll down to NFL season. They also have UFL. Make sure you give me a follow on the X at JMark Football, because I've been putting out some UFL picks as well each week. Those don't hit until Friday. So you won't see those until Friday evening or Saturday morning. But make sure you check that out. So let's go to Tyreek Hill. You can see he's got 9.5 receiving touchdowns, 1,425.5 receiving yards for the higher or lower. And that's, again, if you have not used Underdog Fantasy, it's literally just stat projections. You are projecting stats. And you're projecting if those stats are going to be higher or lower than what it's set at. And you get that on a weekly basis during the NFL season. Right now they have the NFL season futures, which I like that they offer that. Something to sweat out, you know, during the year. This is a daunting number, right? 14,025.5. This seems like a crazy big number when you think about it. But it's Tyreek Hill. He's been in Miami 2 years. Each year, he's had exactly 119 receptions. He's had 119 receptions both years. And he's gone over 1,700 yards each year. How do you fade him now? You can't. It's not like he's a new player. It's not like people are trying to get game tape on him to learn how to stop him. Nobody stops him. He's too fast. He's too talented. He's an excellent route runner. He's got good hands. He's great in open space. And Mike McDaniel does a great job of giving him opportunities, right? That's why he had 119 catches each year. That's why he's gone over 1,700 yards each year. I don't see that changing. I just don't. I'm not going to be the one that fades Tyreek Hill and then looks like a fool because everybody goes, why would you fade him? He's been doing it 2 years in a row now on this team. He did it before in Kansas City. So I'm going higher. I'm going higher than the 14. Maybe he doesn't get to 1,700 again. I still see him getting to 15.5, and that's going to be over that mark. So I'm not worried about it. I'm taking it and adding that to ours. We now have 4 picks. That's 11 times the money. I'm just, I'm not going to fade him. I'm really not. I can't do it. So you can see if you're on YouTube, you can see there's AJ Brown, Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb, all sorts of different guys. I want to talk about Stephon Diggs right now. I'm not going to add him to my entry here but it does intrigue me. So 949 and a half receiving yards. Diggs is a good player. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's not a talented player, but Diggs is also a locker room cancer. He's a distraction, and he's a 30-year-old receiver that's hitting his third team. Show me the last 30-year-old receiver that's hitting their third team that had 1,000 receiving yards. I don't think there is one. There might be. I didn't look it up, but usually your success for a receiver like that that's on that team, you don't get the success that they've had. This is close for me. It is a close one. He's had over 1,000 receiving yards in each of the last 5 years, but he's going from being that number one guy on the Bills offense to a Texans offense that has Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, Noah Brown, Robert Woods, Joe Mixon. That's a lot of mouths to feed. And I know CJ Stroud can sling the ball, but last year they had one receiver go over 1,000 yards. That was Nico Collins. And I think he does that again, and that Diggs takes on a wide receiver two role. So a split between the wide receiver role due to injury was between Dell and Brown. That did go over 1,000, but Tank Dell's still going to be involved. He was a rookie last year that did great things for them before he was injured. Noah Brown's a young guy that knows the offense. Dalton Schultz gets involved a lot. I just don't like this number for Stephon Diggs. And I do expect Stroud to take just a small step back. I'm not saying he's going to be bad, but he had an elite first year, elite rookie year. I do think he slows a little bit, and I think they can run the ball a little bit better with Joe Mixon in the backfield. So run him, you know, why not? And I would go lower here. This is not the one I'm adding to my card. I have one other pick that I like better, but if maybe you didn't like those ones, maybe you want to fade Tyreek Hill. Maybe you don't want to fade Travis Kelce. You think Josh Jacobs is burnt up. Then you don't have to put those in. Maybe you like the Diggs one better. I don't personally. So let's go to the one I do like better that I'm going to run with. And that's Trevor Lawrence here. Is it going to be his passing yards? No. Is it going to be his rushing yards? No. It's going to be his rushing touchdowns. 3.5. 4 rushing touchdowns, not a lot for a guy that can scramble. He scrambled a lot more in college at Clemson, but he still scrambles in the NFL. Now, he had a bad first year, his rookie year under Urban Meyer. So we're not even going to talk about the stats he had that year because it was terrible. That was a shit show. It was almost unfair to Trevor Lawrence how bad Urban Meyer was. But let's look at the past 2 years when Urban Meyer was not there, where he ran for 5 touchdowns and 4 touchdowns. He's not, you know, like I said, not this huge scrambler. He's not a Lamar by any means, but he does have the wherewithal to run when he needs to. And especially inside that 5 to 10 yard line, can't find the open guy. He runs touchdown. 4 touchdowns, it's just not a lot. So I really like that. I'm taking the higher. Now, if you'll look over here, if you're on YouTube, you know, you got Dak, DK, Amon-Ra, who just got paid big time. I would look at higher on the receiving touchdowns now. He just got paid. He's the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL now. They're going to get him involved. So 7.5 touchdowns seems low to me. I like the higher. But anyways, yeah, there's all sorts of guys here that you can look at. Bryce Young, lower. I'm fading all Bryce Young stuff. Zach Moss, 6.5 rushing touchdowns. He steps into that Bengals offense, but I think Chase Brown is going to be involved. So I don't know if I like that for sure. And I don't think Zach Moss is going to be as good as he looked last year when he filled in for Jonathan Taylor. We got defensive guys too. TJ Watt, 15.25 sacks. I love the lower there because I love TJ Watt, but he can't stay healthy. Unfortunately, he cannot stay healthy. So I like taking the lower on that. Anyways, I just wanted to show you some of those. Let's go over to the entry card we've built here. And this is our little pick'em entry, you know. And again, we just used stat projections. Just as you would in fantasy football, you know, you want to draft Patrick Mahomes as the top, one of the top quarterbacks, because you know he's going to throw a bunch of touchdowns. So we did higher. you probably want to consider Josh Jacobs in this new offense, right? So you want to draft him in fantasy football. So we took higher. Travis Kelce, still a top tight end, but is he the number one tight end in fantasy football? I don't think he is anymore. So lower. You know, I'm just showing you how you can kind of take a fantasy football approach to these, or just, you know, think about your stats. And we put five together. I'm going to read through them real quick again. Don't forget to go to underdogfantasy.com or their app, Underdog Fantasy, and use promo code OFFSGPN for 100% deposit match up to $100 plus a special pick'em entry. We've got, if you want to follow along and take this, Patrick Mahomes higher than 34.5 passing touchdowns. Josh Jacobs higher than 7.5 rushing touchdowns. Travis Kelce lower than 8.5 receiving touchdowns. Tyreek Hill higher than 1,425.5 receiving yards. And Trevor Lawrence higher than 3.5 rushing touchdowns for a juicy 22 times the money. You could flex it for 11 times, and if only four hit, you still get 2.75 times your money. Not doing it. We're sticking to the standard. Five for five, $20 gets you $440. Might be worth just a little sprinkle for any of my Iowa friends. You might need to drive over to Nebraska and get this one in before these change, because I think they're going to hit. I like the chances on them. So anyways, Underdog Fantasy, little run through of what their pick'ems is like, in case you haven't done that before, because, you know, maybe you've done a draft and you've never looked at the pick'ems, or maybe you've looked at the pick'ems, but just during the week and you weren't thinking about futures. That's okay, because they have the futures. I'm wondering if they're going to have some draft props. I'm waiting. Keep an eye out on that. If they are, we will post some of our favorite ones. I could see them putting like Drake May higher or lower than draft position 2.5, because everybody thinks he's going to either the Commanders or the Patriots at 2 or 3. So maybe that's a good one to put there. How about Cooper DeJean? Higher than 16.5 or lower than 16.5 for draft position. A lot of people have him in that first two-third cornerback spot. Be interesting to see what he does there. Speaking of the draft, like I said, we're going to be covering it. I'm going to be covering it tomorrow. Going to be drinking some whiskey, covering the stuff. Little preview. Let's just give a little preview. These are going to change a little bit, but we are going to have, let me get this banner out of your way. If you're on YouTube, we're going to have like these little cards to show you the team that's on the clock, their 2023 record, their key losses, key additions, their needs, and some of the 2024 betting aspects of it. So right now, showing the Bears over under of 8.5 wins, -130 for the over, +110 for the under. They had 7 last year. They're supposed to be better. If you think that Caleb Williams' floor is Fields, where Fields was last year, then I think you want to hit this over. They're +265 to win the division. Also, assuming that they draft Caleb Williams, he's +250 to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. With the weapons he has, I don't know how he doesn't win that as long as he's healthy. So that'll be interesting. We got player cards that will be flashing up for some of the top players as well, like this. Just a little preview. Didn't want to give you too much, but that's what you can kind of expect on our show. And I'm going to be talking about the pick, what it does for not the betting market, but mainly focused on the fantasy football aspects. Who does this help? Who does this hurt? What is that rookie like in fantasy football? You know, is he your top guy, top quarterback? Is he the last quarterback? Should you not even draft him? We're going to be going all over all that stuff. And again, by we, I mean me. But let's talk about some draft prop bets, because that's something you can do. You can go bet on the draft. You can get there's so many different things you can bet on the draft. But I just want to talk about some of my favorite ones. And if you'll excuse me, that's the thing. When you're doing the pod on your own, you don't have a time to take a drink. And I had to wet my whistle anyways. I might have a guest or two on tomorrow. Stay tuned. You know, check it out to see. But, put some feelers out there for some people. If they want to pop on, they can. So anyways, finding draft value this close to the draft on prop bets is a little tricky. It's a little tricky because they're, you know, the rumors are basically what's moving the market right now. And a lot of the rumors end up panning out. But let's not forget last year, Will Levis was the favorite to be the second pick in the draft to the Texans. If you'll remember from my mock draft, I said it would be CJ Stroud. Actually, my mock draft, I told the Panthers they should draft CJ Stroud, but since they had already said they were drafting Bryce Young, I had the Texans taking CJ Stroud, not Will Levis, even though he was the betting favorite. So if you had gone off of that, you would have made some money because CJ Stroud was plus money at the time. So let's look for some values. And I'm going to start with the number four pick, which the Cardinals have. You can currently get JJ McCarthy at plus 180 to the number four pick. You know, the Cardinals, they may take Marvin Harrison Jr., but there are a lot of rumors that the Vikings and the Giants are trying to move up. A lot of rumors, both of them like JJ McCarthy. So if you think that one of those teams is going to move up and the Cardinals are going to say, you know what? Well, I'd rather have some more picks than to take Marvin Harrison Jr. right now. And if you think about the Giants, they wouldn't have to move far back. They probably get Marvin Harrison Jr. anyways, because it goes, or they could get Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze. But it goes Cardinals, then Chargers, then Giants. So it's not a big leap. And JJ McCarthy, plus 180, number four. I kind of like that. There's some value there. Top five position. If you don't think that trade will happen, here's what I would do. So I want you to use your school of thought. I'm giving you some suggestions here, but you're going to have to really dig deep. I think it's going to go this way. I don't think they're going to trade up and get JJ McCarthy. So if you think that that's going to happen, take that one. I don't think it is. So here's what I like. Top five position, top five pick, Malik Nabers plus 180. I know there's a lot of talk that, oh, the Chargers could trade out, or, oh, the Chargers could draft a tackle instead. Jim Harbaugh likes to build in the trenches, yada, yada, yada. They're not going to pass on Malik Nabers. They need receivers for Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert is going to be banging on Jim Harbaugh's door saying, hey, I need receivers. Marvin Harrison just went. Don't let Malik Nabers go. And I think they draft Malik Nabers. You can get him as a top five pick. You go to a top five position on your book. These are all from DraftKings. So just being straightforward, go to DraftKings. Go to top five position. Take Malik Nabers at plus 180. I think it's going to go. Quarterback, Caleb Williams. Quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Quarterback, wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr. Wide receiver, Malik Nabers will likely come off the board. Now, if you think that the Chargers might pull a surprise and get a tackle, sprinkle a little on Joe Alt. He's going to be the first tackle off the board, and he's plus 450. If you take a plus 180 in Malik Nabers and you take a plus 450 at Joe Alt, as long as they draft one, you win money if you do the same bet amount on each. So that's what I would do. Next bet that I love, number of top quarterbacks selected in the first round. This one's interesting because we've heard analysts say everything from Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, JJ McCarthy, Michael Penix, and maybe even Bo Nix could go in the first round. But after Williams, May, and Daniels, it's a crapshoot. It really is. And I think maybe one more quarterback does go in the first round. Probably JJ McCarthy. Though I think Michael Penix should be the one that goes. But anyways, I think either Bo Nix and then Penix or McCarthy slip to the second round. So if you are like me and you agree with that, you can get under 4.5 quarterbacks drafted in the first round at plus 195. To me, it's insane that that's plus money. I know there are a lot of quarterback needy teams. I get it. But it doesn't make sense to reach on Bo Nix or Michael Penix or JJ McCarthy, though somebody's going to, in the first round. I just don't think that's a good idea. I think they will still be there in the second round. And that's what their value is. They're second round quarterbacks. So if you're like me, under 4.5 quarterbacks, plus 195, that's still making you money. Top four picks, exact order. This is one where I would take two to cover yourself because they're both at plus money. The first option is, like I said, Williams, Daniels, May, Marvin Harrison Jr. That's how I think it's going to go. That's plus 115, still plus money, right? $10 will win you $21.50, just for simple math for you. The second option is Williams, Daniels, May, McCarthy. If you think somebody's going to trade up to get McCarthy, right there. That's plus 400, so $10 wins you $50. I like both of those. I think it's going to be the Marvin Harrison Jr. one. The problem is if you take them both, you only get $1.50 profit. If you do your $10 route, like I just gave out an example, still a profit. I would probably just go with that one, but trying to give you options if you want them. So top four picks, exact order again, Williams, Daniels, May, and Marvin Harrison Jr. plus 115. I would go take that right now. That's just how I think it's going to happen. And you know what? I have to interrupt myself. We interrupt this scheduled programming because I did forget to let you know that if you're thinking about entering the Circa Survivor or Circa Millions contest, which you should think about it because it's awesome, but you don't live in Nevada, which not a lot of us do, that's no problem because it's very easy to hire a proxy to submit the picks for you each week for a chance to win millions. Sign up in Las Vegas. So you do have to make a trip to Las Vegas, but then you just submit your picks to your proxy and they do the picks for you. We've partnered with the gold standard of proxies over at footballcontestproxy.com. Plus, if you use the promo code SGP at checkout, you'll save $50 off the proxy fees. That's right. All you got to do is go to footballcontestproxy.com. That's footballcontestproxy.com, promo code SGP to get $50 off. I forgot about that guy. It's a new ad read, so sometimes that happens. Let's talk about the last bet here for draft props. And I kind of alluded to this guy. I already talked to him a little bit. And it's the bet is third cornerback selected. I love Cooper DeJean. For a while, he was sitting at the top cornerback position because he can play cornerback. He can play safety. He's dynamic in the return game, though that's not going to matter as much with this new kick return, but it will for a punt return. As long as it doesn't look like he's calling a fair catch, Iowa fans will know what I'm talking about. And I like him a lot. He was projected as the top cornerback off the board for a while. Then Terrion Arnold out of Alabama was projected the top one. Now it's Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo, who in my original mock draft, I said was the best guy. He was sitting at third at the time. Now they're saying he's going to be the top off the board. Thank you very much. Because, you know, I made the line movement there, basically. However, as much as I love Cooper DeJean, I think he's the fourth cornerback off the board. I think it goes Quinyon Mitchell, and then it goes Terrion Arnold. And then the guy that you could bet as the third cornerback selected, Nate Wiggins out of Clemson. Very talented as well. And you can capitalize on some value here. I'm going to go to the cornerback props. I'm going to go to the third cornerback selected. And I'm going to predict a team will pass on Cooper DeJean and take Nate Wiggins. That's plus 225. So that's pretty good value there. I think Kenyon's going to go first, whether that be to the Falcons or it might be around pick 11 or 12. It all's going to depend on the trading, who's trading in and out of positions. Then I think Terrion Arnold is going to go. And then I believe it's going to be Nate Wiggins out of Clemson. And I think it's probably going to be a team like the Eagles, maybe the Lions. They need some cornerback help. I think somebody's going to pass on Cooper DeJean. Because name the last white cornerback, and I'm not trying to be funny. That's a real thing. There are not white cornerbacks. Cooper DeJean is one of the only successful white cornerbacks, and they're going to go, let's go with Nate Wiggins. It's just how it's going to happen. And that's plus 225 right now. Really good value. If you're not as familiar with betting, that means you place $10, you're going to get $22.50. So, you know, that's a good profit. I've already placed my bet on it, so I'm hoping it hits, obviously. But we'll see. Those are my best bets for the NFL draft props. There's a lot more you can bet on. Those are just some that I pulled out that I thought had the best chance at hitting. And I want you to win money. I want to win money. So I've bet all of those. Those are all ones that I said, you know what? I feel confident enough in these to wager some of my cold, hard cash on. My hard earned. I think I just said my hard, cold, hard cash. My hard earned cold, hard cash. So, thanks for checking that out. Thanks for listening. And if you got over to YouTube, if you didn't, please go over there and look at how Underdog Fantasy is all set up, especially if you haven't seen it. Don't forget to use promo code OFFSGPN and make those picks. So I'll be tracking those throughout the year. We'll be posting them on our socials to kind of track, hold ourselves accountable, you know, for those picks. And then I'll hold ourselves accountable for the draft props I just gave out as well. I will mention one more thing about the Underdog Fantasy picks. Miranda was not happy when I told her I was putting Travis Kelce on there and taking lower. Still a big Travis Kelce fan, though she does say that it's all about Sam Laporta. But it's still Travis Kelce. She's like, you're messing with fire there. So she didn't necessarily stand by that one. She was all right with the others. She didn't necessarily stand by taking lower on Travis Kelce, but I'm going to do it. Don't forget to give us a follow at Old Fashioned Football. Don't forget to get signed up for this contest. I mean, let me flash this on the screen one more time in case you didn't see it. You could win any of these items. And there's a lot more than just these as well. Let me get the banner out of the way. There you go. Professional. you know, the legendary Frank Gore for the Niners fans. I know Nick Fortune and Rod Villagomez are hoping to win that. We got DeAndre Swift, who's a Bear now, but it's his Eagle uniform. We got Falcons' Tyler Allgeier. We got J.K. Dobbins of the Ravens. He's a Charger now, but that helmet is sick. If you want to win that and give it to me, that's fine. You know what? Maybe you want to win something like we got Emmanuel Forbes, the rookie cornerback that didn't pan out as well to Washington last year. Now, he could still turn it around. It was just 1 year so far, but he didn't pan out as well. Maybe you hate the Commanders. Maybe that is your least favorite team, and maybe you're like Colby Dant. It's only because they changed their name, and you want that jersey, and you want to stomp it and throw it and burn it and tear it and rip it. Hey, if you win the jersey, it's yours to win. It's yours to do whatever you want with. And then, you know, sports, you got to be subscribed to YouTube. You got to go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest. Feel like I have giant bags under my eyes right now. I got up very, very early to take Miranda and her sister and her mom to the airport. anyway, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest. Submit a screenshot that it shows you're subscribed. Give us a contact so we know how to contact you. Then you're going to be put on the little randomizer wheel, right? First pick. Going to roll around. It's going to pick somebody. That's the first draft pick. They get to pick first. Second person gets pissed second out of the items left. Third, and so on and so forth. You all get it. We're excited for it. It's going to be fun. We're going to be doing that on May 2nd when Miranda is back. We're going to be recapping the draft. So that'll be a packed episode to recap the draft and the entire draft. Talk about some of the fantasy football impacts, the winners, the losers. And then we're going to do our giveaway. So we're looking forward to that. I think that's it. I think that's what I got for you. Don't forget to give Underdog Fantasy a try if you haven't so yet, especially Florida people who can get to it now. Promo code OFFSGPN. I'll be right back here tomorrow talking to myself again. Maybe we'll get a guest on or two, but talking to myself. I'll have some videos and some other stuff, though, to keep us entertained. We'll have, again, we're going to have player cards flashing up here and talking about everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. Draft night is always fun. As a Bears fan, it's a little anxiety because we've messed it up so many times, but this is the year we're getting it right. I'm trying to be optimistic, Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for checking me out. Thanks for listening to me talk to myself for a little bit. We'll be here tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you set the little alert button so you know. And don't forget to use promo code OFFSGPN on Underdog Fantasy. That's all I have so far. Last call. Going once. Going twice. And we're closed.